All right, Coach. Great win. Another late win against American. I guess to start with the ending, what was the plan when you got Jose the ball with a couple seconds left in the game?
Yeah, we knew in a tight ball game, you know, we want to have the ball, you know, in our best playmakers' hands. And Jose has had a lot of success over his career, you know, making great decisions, whether it's a shot or getting to the foul line like he did today. And we have all the confidence in the world that he's going to make the right decision. And fortunately, again, today he was able to drive it, get a lot of contact, and go to the foul line. And again, the key part in a hostile environment like this was today to step up and make your free throws. And, you know, he makes both of them, so now, again, we can get our defense back, get it set, and really, you know, close out the game.
In general, all game, you took 29 free throws, you were getting to the line all night. Was that a strategy, or is that just what happened?
I think it was a result of aggressive offense. You know, we tried to run a lot of cutting in our offense. We tried to get some timely dribble penetration. We were trying to get ball reversals and movement. The way American was doing really a nice job on Jose, you know, trying to limit his opportunities on the perimeter, opened up some other driving lanes where other people stepped up, whether it was Marquise Hall or Kyle Neptune. So we had some very timely and good drives. But, you know, our games against American are always very hotly contested. Coach Jones does a great job, you know, preparing his team. And it's really a battle always down to the very end.
What was the key to sort of coming back when Oliveira was on the bench?
I think it was our guys' willingness to trust each other and trust our system. Guys didn't try to go, you know, one-on-one in order to get back in the game or to take control of the game. We continue to play team basketball, and we move the ball, share the ball, and that's why we had a lot of different people that were scoring during that stretch, whether it was Carrington with finishes or Marquise Hall, Neptune. There were so many different guys that stepped up and made plays, and I think, again, that makes you very tough to guard.
You got out-rebounded by 9 rebounds, and you also got outshot percentage-wise. Mm-hmm. What do you think it was? What were the other stuff that caused you to win this game?
Well, I think in the first half, you know, our defense was very good. We were able to force 12 turnovers. America still shot a good percentage, but, you know, we forced, you know, 17 turnovers on the road, which is a good number. And our defense was aggressive all game. You know, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the second half. First half, I thought we did a nice job on the glass, which allowed us to also control the tempo of the game. So, you know, we did a lot of good things on the defensive end of the floor that probably go a little bit unnoticed because American did shoot a high percentage. But I thought our ability to at least force some turnovers, you know, took some pressure off our defense.
Hall filled the stat books up again, 5 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals. What do you think of his performance and his development over the course of the year?
He's been amazing. You know, he certainly played much better and more consistent than a freshman. Every game he's been terrific for us, whether it's making shots, making plays, driving the ball, getting assists. As you mentioned, with his rebounding, you know, he's one of our top rebounders in league play. You know, he's really doing everything for our team. And he's playing a lot of minutes. You know, as a freshman, he's logging heavy minutes, but he's been great for us. I can't really speak highly enough about what he's meant to our ball club.